Tayos tu karma sannyasa, karma yoga visheshita. In my book, it's page 244, it's chapter 5, text number 2. And there's really a lot to learn in this verse in Purpa. So at least we'll get started. I don't know if we'll finish everything. Arjuna is asked, which is better, renouncing work or working with devotion? What do you want me to do? Gandhi? 5-2. Chapter 5, verse 2. Okay. The personality of Godhead replies, the renunciation of work and work and devotion are both good for liberation. But of the two, work and devotional service is better than renunciation of work. Purport. Fruitive activities, seeking sense gratification, are cause for material bondage. As long as one is engaged in activities aimed at improving the standard of bodily comfort, one is sure to transmigrate to different types of bodies, thereby continuing material bondage perpetually. Srimad Bhagavatam confirms this as follows. Nirnapramatta purute vikarma yadindriya pritya apramoti asadvamyeta atmanoyam asanati kleshata asadeha maravavasta vadhoda jato yavana jitasa atma tattvam yavakriyasta vadhita manovaya karmatpatam yena sharira pattha evam mana karma visham prayukte avidyama avidyayatman vipratigamane Itirnayavamayimasudeve namuchyate tena yogena tavat. People are mad at their sense gratification. And they do not know that this present body, which is full of miseries, is the result of one's fruitive activities in the past. This is very important. Nunam pramatte, pramatta, kurute, kurute, vikarma.
Get this a little higher.
That's good. Just make it tight. Just make it tight. Good. Nunam pramatte, kurute, vikarma. Pramatta means crazy. Actually, pramatta means very crazy. A person is very crazy when he performs sinful activities, yet indriya pritya apramiti. Simply for the sake of satisfying the senses, one is doing so many things. As if crazy. As if crazy. People, for a simple thing, people are having sex here and there and everywhere and risking their lives, right? The AIDS virus is there, so they're sleeping with this woman, that woman, or she's sleeping with this man, that man, and each time risking life for 2 minutes worth of enjoyment. Risking your life. I mean, what is more dear to a person? What do we want to hold on to more than our life? And yet people risk their lives for 2 minutes worth of sense gratification. Is that crazy or not? It's crazy. Yeah. And yet people are doing that. Because the senses are so strong that people become mad. The sadhamanyaya to atmanoya. That comes next. Now this is not very good. Although the body is temporary, it always gives trouble in so many ways. Asatati kleshada. Kleshada means giving trouble. The body doesn't last forever, but as long as it lasts, it gives trouble. And therefore, the sadhu mangayaka, to act for sense gratification, is not good. The world is telling us that it's good. There's so many advertisements, so many songs, so many of our friends are saying it's so good. But here, Srimad Bhagavatam says, no, it's not good. It gives us so much trouble. And for what benefit? One is considered to be a failure in life as long as he makes no inquiry about his real identity. For Jigyasata means to ask questions. If one doesn't ask questions about who am I, why am I here, what is my purpose in life, if one doesn't ask these questions, his life is a failure. He has the human body in which such questions are possible, and he doesn't use the opportunity, so then his whole life is a failure. The human life is bent for getting freedom from material existence. And if one never even asks about it, never inquires, then life is a failure. There's a story that about a scholar and a boatman. Have you heard that story? You've heard that story. There was a scholar who wanted to cross the river, and there was a boatman who was going to take him across in his boat. So the scholar got in the boat, and they're going crossing the river. And the scholar says, do you know anything about anthropology? The boatman said, anthropology? What is that? No, I'm just a boatman. I know how to row my boat. The scholar said, oh, 10% of your life is wasted. Then the scholar asked him, do you know anything about botany? And Bowman said, I just know how to row the boat. I don't know anything about that. Oh, 30% of your life is wasted. But do you know anything about astronomy? Bowman said, I just know how to row my boat. Scholar said, oh, 80% of your life wasted. So then a big storm started coming up on the river. And the boat began rocking like this. And they got worse and worse. And finally the boatman said that the boat's going to sink. We'll have to swim. And the scholar said, swim? And the boatman said, you don't know how to swim? The scholar said, I don't know how to swim. He said, then 100% of your life is wasted. But people know so many things. They go to college, they go to the university, they go to the school, they go into business, they learn so many things. But if they don't know who they are, then 100% of their life is wasted. It's a failure. As long as he does not know his real identity, he has to work for fruitive results for sense gratification. And as long as one is engrossed in the consciousness of sense gratification, one has to transmigrate from one body to another. This is the understanding that I'm not this body. I'm the soul within the body. But I'm identifying with this body. So I think that I'm American, or I'm Indian, or I'm Kenyan, or I'm white, or I'm black, or I'm old, or I'm young. I'm thinking in terms of this body. I identify with this body. But that's not my real identity. The soul is transmigrating, it's traveling from one body to the next body, to the next body, to the next body. Just as we're changing our clothing, we're changing our bodies. And yet I'm thinking that the body is myself. And I'm trying to enjoy this body, which I'm going to have to give up. So this is a great mistake. And as long as I go on in this, with this idea, I have to keep going on, keep traveling from body to body, with no end. Although the mind may be engrossed in fruitive activities and influenced by ignorance, one must develop a love for devotional service to Vasudeva. Vasudeva means Krishna. Only then can one have the opportunity to get out of the bondage of material existence. This is the real purpose of human life, to develop our love for Krishna. Every one of us is part of Krishna. Every one of us has an internal relationship with Krishna. And every one of us is meant to go back to Krishna. So this is the opportunity, the human form of life. And this is the easy method, is chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So we can all take advantage of this easy method, very sublime method, and make our life successful instead of having a life that's a failure. Now, should I read some more, or should we take some questions?
Let's do a question first.
All right. Do you have any questions?
What is the question? What is this? Any questions?
Any questions? Should we read some more then? Okay. Therefore, jnana, or knowledge that one is not a material body, but spirit soul, is not sufficient for liberation. One has to act in the status of spirit soul. Otherwise, there is no escape from material bondage. So Arjuna asks, what's better, giving up work or working in devotion? And Krishna says, working in devotion is better. We can't just stop acting. Now I'm acting foolishly. So someone says the opposite of acting foolishly is to stop acting. But that's not really right. The opposite of foolish action is what? Opposite of foolish action is what? What do you suppose? We have foolish action, then there's no action. But what's actually the opposite of foolish action? Intelligent action. Someone's acting like a fool. So someone says, you're acting like a fool. So then if he says, well, all right, then I won't do anything. So if he's not doing anything, then he's not acting like a fool, but he's not doing anything. And how long can he go on not doing anything? It's not possible, is it? If I say, okay, now whatever you've been doing, just don't stop that and don't do anything for the rest of the day, or for 1 hour. Can you do it? No. Krishna says, no one can stop that. So then, but now I'm acting in such a way that I'm getting myself more and more in trouble, more and more in the complexities of material life. But because of foolish action. So the opposite of foolish action is intelligent action. And intelligent action means action in the service of Krishna. Action in Krishna consciousness, however, is not action on the fruitive platform. Fruitive means aimed at material enjoyment. It's not that kind of action. Activities performed in full knowledge strengthen one's advancement in real knowledge. Without Krishna consciousness, mere renunciation of fruitive activities does not actually purify the heart of a conditioned soul. As long as the heart is not purified, one has to work on the fruitive platform. But action in Krishna consciousness automatically helps one escape the result of fruitive action, so that one need not descend to the material platform. Therefore, action in Krishna consciousness is always superior to renunciation, which entails the risk of falling. Renunciation without Krishna consciousness is incomplete, as confirmed by Sri Rupa Goswami in his Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. Prapanchakataya bhuvya harisambandhi vastana mumokshu hi parityaga vairagyam kalpapaccata. When persons eager to achieve liberation renounce things related to the Supreme Personality of God, thinking them to be material, their renunciation is called incomplete. Renunciation is complete when it is in the knowledge that everything in existence belongs to the Lord, and that no one should claim proprietorship over it. One should understand that factually nothing belongs to anyone. Then where is the question of renunciation? One who knows that everything is Krishna's property is always situated in renunciation. Since everything belongs to Krishna, everything should be employed in the service of Krishna. This perfect form of action in Krishna consciousness is far better than any amount of artificial renunciation by a sannyasi of the Mayavada school. Srila Prabhupada's favorite example was the microphone. The microphone is something we can use, and materialists are using it to announce something for sense gratification, to sing a song for sense gratification. But the devotees use the microphone to glorify Krishna. We don't say, the microphone is material, the microphone is useless, throw it away, smash it. But I know that the microphone doesn't belong to me, the microphone belongs to God, belongs to Krishna. And therefore the microphone should be used in the service of Krishna. By chanting Hare Krishna and speaking about Krishna, in some way, the microphone, the telephone, everything, whatever there is, should be used in the service of Krishna. My body should be used in the service of Krishna. My mind should be used in the service of Krishna. My energy should be used in the service of Krishna. Because it all belongs to Krishna. I said this is my body, but it's only my body for a short time. And then Krishna takes back the elements that the body is made of. So actually it doesn't belong to me, it belongs to Krishna. And Krishna consciousness is the art of using everything in Krishna's service with this spiritual understanding. We're very happy to see that you're taking interest in this process of Krishna consciousness. And I encourage you to continue with that interest and make your life very peaceful and happy, very simple, by chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama. Thank you all very much. Yes.
Can you explain to us how we can utilize this body in the service of Lord?
How can you use the body in the service of the Lord? There's so many ways. You can hear about Krishna. You can use those ears to hear about Krishna. That's using your body in Krishna's service. You can use your tongue to chant Hare Krishna or to taste the food offered to Krishna. That's using your body in Krishna's service. You can bow down before Krishna. That's using your body in Krishna. So you can pick flowers for Krishna to offer to Krishna. You can clean the floor for Krishna. You can build something for Krishna. You can anything that needs to be done. You can do it for the pleasure of Krishna.
Offering something to the Lord in form of a donation.
For what?
How about offering something to the Lord in form of a donation?
Yeah, that's also. That's not my body. That's money that I use ordinarily to satisfy the senses of this body. But instead of if you recognize that it belongs to Krishna, and I should use it to please Krishna, that's good. And you become free from material tether.
So it's like we should renounce everything and use it to the service of the Lord.
Yeah, we should understand what that means though. If I think, suppose if I join the temple, leaving everything aside, that's very good. Otherwise, if I have some responsibility, suppose if I have a family man, then I can't give all of my money to the Lord, but I can give, say, half. I don't need a big, gorgeous arrangement. I can convince you. Okay. Anything else?
Is there a way of gauging how much progress one has made?
Is there a way of gauging how much progress one has made? Yes, the more our taste for chanting Hare Krishna increases, and the more our taste for material enjoyment, so-called enjoyment, decreases, the more we can understand that we can practice. Anything else? Yes.
I've become a hard listener and maybe my family is not a hard listener. How do I individually? How can I teach them?
You're becoming Krishna conscious, but your family is not becoming Krishna conscious.
Maybe my wife.
Your wives and other family members. So we have to be patient with them. That, all right, this is what I'm doing. And actually it's very nice. But if you're not, I'm not going to force you, then you have to be a Krishna devotee. But I'm doing that. And if you present it effectively what Krishna consciousness is, then after some time, the wife or other family members may think, well, let me do this also. You can explain to them something about Krishna consciousness, give them books about Krishna consciousness, let them hear the chanting, so that they will decide. This is awesome.
So therefore, I can start reading them also in the temple?
I couldn't hear.
Can he also start bringing them to the temple?
Yes, if you can bring them to the temple, that's great. That's excellent. Thank you, Trap. Bring them. Let them come, experience the chanting, experience the prasadam, the food offered to Krishna, hear some of the philosophy. You may not be able to express everything, but when they come to the temple, they may see all this for this. So by all means, bring them.
The feeling I have now, maybe to escape, but I feel good when I'm like this. I go home, up there, to tell them the feeling of like this. And they may be anxious to know where they, because I'm feeling the, there's good things in the world, you feel you're comfortable, you enjoy yourself. Now I want to convince them also to know how they, because they're in rural areas, how they come to.
I couldn't hear.
Since his parents live very far, he is experiencing a lot of
joy. And they'd like them to get it.
How would they be able to get it? Well, it's not easy to bring them over.
Bring them here. So, what can you do? You can send them some literature. If they have something for playing music, you can send them file of the kirtan, the music. Maybe you can send them for some prasadam here. What can you do when it's a long distance? Anything is a little, you know, hard to communicate over a long distance. But as far as possible, you can try. And in the future, sometime they may come here and then get the idea.
Once you go there and you take the nala, you're spiritually feeling, you're comfortable, you're enjoying, you have changed it. In the family, they see you'll be eager to know what kind of life you can have, which is making you happier than the world.
When you go there, then they'll naturally be interested. But you're saying, should you go there to introduce it? Is that your question? If you get the opportunity, if you're going to go there, then it's all right. Otherwise, also, sometimes you may just think that if they're not in tune with Krishna consciousness, then just as you're eager to bring them to Krishna consciousness, then they can be eager to bring you away from Krishna consciousness. So that you have to be a little careful of. You know, parents want to pull. But why don't do that? Don't do that. Don't do that. So that may be there. But otherwise, if you think they'll be receptive, then by all means, give them the opportunity. And if they don't take the opportunity, don't be disappointed, because there's millions of other people. I'm thinking, this is my mother, this is my father, but that's in relationship to the body. So we're not only connected with these people with whom we have a bodily connection, we're connected with everyone, because everyone is a servant of Krishna.
Maybe you can arrange a house program.
Yeah, you can bring the devotees, have a program at your house, bring the devotees along, they can cook, they can have kirtan. You know, then you're not just alone trying to express what it is without having the ability to really show them something. But invite the devotees, have a program, invite your parents, invite your friends, invite the local people. And that's really good. Yes?
When is one coming to be a true Hare Krishna member?
When does one become a full Hare Krishna member?
When is one coming to be a true Hare Krishna member?
It's hard for the fan to hear what you're saying.
The same, but how can one be taught to be a fully Krishna conscious person?
How do you become a fully Krishna conscious person? Fully become absorbed in chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare
Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. By chanting, by glorifying Krishna, by serving Krishna, by all these methods that we teach, you become a very good Krishna conscious person.
the patient comes. Mm-hmm. Now when you come fully elevated Gary Krishna, does it mean that you will surrender all your minds, your wealth, your family to Gary Krishna so that you will be a true lord of Gary Krishna?
Do you surrender your body, your mind, your work, your family to Krishna? What's the last part?
So he's saying that, does it mean that once you're in Hare Krishna, in Krishna consciousness, now it means that you have to leave your family?
No, you don't have to leave your family. Arjuna was a family man, he didn't leave his family. Just like if you want to become a doctor or an engineer, you don't have to leave your family. But you have to learn the science, engineering or medicine. So, you don't have to leave your family. Just learn the science of Krishna. Okay. Anything else? Okay. Thank you all very much.